He set out to expose Pragaru. What happened next tells a bigger story. By Pragaru, sponsored, on April 20, 2026. The following content is sponsored by Pragaru. It might be easy to notice how quickly the media and those on the left label and misrepresent anyone who disagrees with them. It happens to Pragaru on a daily basis. Meanwhile, everyone else hears the labels. They see the headlines. They think they already know what Pragaru stands for without ever watching one of our videos. But what happens when someone decides to find out for themselves? That's the question behind Pragaru's new short documentary, I Hate Pragaru. The mockumentary follows an ambitious young journalist determined to expose Pragaru as a hateful propaganda machine and as a fake university. But as his investigation unfolds, something unexpected happens. The more he engages with the people and ideas behind Pragaru, the more questions he asks about himself and his preconceived notions. This satirical short film, told through the perspective of Alden Travis, played by renowned comedian Jeff Dye, explores a serious question in a fun way. How are narratives formed and what happens when they're tested? Alden interviews Pragaru CEO Marissa Streit, co-founder Alan Estrin, and others within the organization. The viewpoints he hears, and the people genuinely welcoming him, don't match the extreme caricature he had in mind. And that story isn't unique. Many over the years have experienced an about-face in their beliefs after engaging more directly with ideas they once dismissed, or even feared. Pragaru's own Xavier Erdurusso, a former BLM activist, had a complete transformation after attempting to debunk Pragaru's content. Political commentator Dave Rubin, formerly of the Young Turks, has spoken about his own evolution from a self-described liberal to a conservative, and a friend of Pragaru. These stories represent something more widespread, though perhaps not as public as Durusso or Rubin. Thousands who encounter new ideas for the first time are quietly reconsidering what they've been told, at home, at work, and in their neighborhoods. Too often they fear expressing different views because of social or professional costs, but they cannot turn back after knowing the truth. Conservatives have long argued narratives shaped by a biased media landscape only further divide Americans. When certain viewpoints are consistently elevated and others are silenced, it shapes how we perceive everything about others. Research shows Americans often overestimate how extreme the opposing side is, with liberals in one study overestimating how negatively Trump voters view them by 20-30%. The same study found more than 40% of highly educated liberals say their friends almost all share their political views, compared to less than 30% of conservatives. The lack of exposure to different ideas matters. It causes too many to form strong opinions without ever really knowing the ideas they think they hate. One way Pragaru is addressing all of that is with I Hate Pragaru, by inviting viewers to move beyond labels, to question assumptions, and to see for themselves. I Hate Pragaru is available to watch for free now. Share it with someone who thinks they already know what Pragaru is all about. And explore more of Pragaru's content to form your own conclusions.